Well, a man who travels all over this world, we try to catch him wherever he may be, is David Dolan. He's in the United States for a number of speaking engagements. He's in the Middle East covering the news there. Wherever we can get a hold of him, that's exactly what we do. And David, good to have you along. I want to, on this special edition of Prophecy Today, looking back through 2012, the top news stories, in focus around the world, but on the Middle East with you as you give us your Middle East news update. Let's consider what I would think, and I'll see what you believe. I think the threat from Iran and the nuclear possibility of a weapon of mass destruction that could be fired against Israel probably is still the lead story as far as the Israelis are concerned.
Well, it really is, Joey, and frankly, this is about year number six or seven, something like that, that the issue of Iran's nuclear ambitions and what it's doing has been front and center in Israel. Certainly a consistent topic of discussion. You can go to various Israeli news websites, Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, Ynet, various other ones, and you'll find Iran has a separate category even that people can click to get the latest news on what's happening there. Rarely does a week go by that we don't have some new and important development, the latest being the Iranians saying they would allow UN inspection at all of their sites if the threat of what they called a foreign intervention against them would be lifted. So every week there's some new development. And this new year coming ahead, Jimmy, does look to be a likely one where this issue that's been simmering, you could say simmering, boiling, even roiling, will come to a head, that the water's about to go over the lid and we're going to have a showdown. Now, nobody knows for sure, but the indications that that's ahead are very, very strong. So we may be discussing that particular issue in a whole different vein this time next year, the Lord allowing.
Yes, indeed, and it seems like Prime Minister Netanyahu was hinting at that when he said probably no strikes, preemptive-type strikes by the Israeli Defense Force on Iran until sometime in the spring, but that seemed to be an indicator in the spring they were going to deal with it.
Well, and we also had the outgoing Israeli Defense Minister, Ehud Barak, revealed that a Israeli mission against the nuclear sites in Iran was on the table and that it was about to take place early this year, early in this passing year, and that the White House basically intervened. And what we are led to believe is that a deal was made that they would put it off until after the U.S. elections, after new Israeli elections, and then it would come around. So, of course, that time is now at hand, and it'll be a big news story this coming year for sure.
David, I want to try to get to all these stories. I have about four more, so let's discuss what I would be thinking is the next most important news story. The United Nations General Assembly giving the Palestinian people state status and all the ramifications of that.
Yes, well, it was a big story in terms of what the Palestinians want to see happen. I'm not so sure it's really changed much on the ground, but it certainly gave a big boost to the Palestinian Authority, Mahmoud Abbas, and of course later on Hamas got its own boost with its eight-day war with Israel basically last November. So the Palestinian issue has been a major one all through the year, and it always is, but that UN vote was certainly a sea change, and it does show that the world support for Israel is dropping, and that even some of Israel's closest allies voted for this statehood statement, as it were, at the United Nations. So an indication of more to come, probably.
You mentioned the situation between Hamas and the Israeli Defense Force there in the Gaza Strip. That would probably be number three news item coming out of Israel. The ongoing rocket attacks, that has not seemingly let up. Well, it has since the ceasefire's been put in place, but that's a tenuous ceasefire. And I'm sure even Prime Minister Netanyahu said after the elections, he's going to have to deal with Hamas.
Yeah, it's very likely, Jimmy, that we'll have a major ground operation. Of course, that was what was pending. And as you know, and the news reported, many Israeli reserve soldiers, 70,000, actually received call-up notices, and many of them had already been shipped down to the Gaza border and were readying themselves to go in on the ground. But, of course, it didn't take place in the end. It wouldn't have been good for the Israeli elections coming up, for the American elections, which had already taken place, but still it was something that the White House wasn't looking to have happen. But Prime Minister Netanyahu made clear that these rocket attacks cannot just periodically spring up and put a million, 2 million people under the thumb. And, of course, in this case, the rockets hit the greater Tel Aviv and Jerusalem areas for the first time. So that's a red line that's always been made clear to Hamas. And the next time that they fire anything, I think we will see a ground operation there. So we're talking about several military actions likely over the next year.
At the northern border, there is, of course, the threat of Syria making an attack in an effort by Bashar Assad to take the attention off of his civil war and focus it on something else should they attack. And there is that possibility, and even the weapons of mass destruction from a chemical aspect are of concern to the Israelis.
Well, very much so, Jimmy. And what we've learned just in the last few days is that the Israeli leaders have been meeting secretly with the Jordanian leaders. In fact, we heard that Netanyahu himself flew secretly to Amman and met with King Abdullah there to discuss the situation in Syria. The chemical weapons there falling into either Hezbollah hands or into the rebel Sunni forces' hands. The rebel forces, as we've learned, are made up of some al-Qaeda supporters, some fighters from other countries, Iraq and Libya and others. We just don't know what they would do with such weapons. So the regional countries, this would also probably include Turkey, may just take action to secure those chemical weapons. But of course, trying to take that action itself could provoke a major war, so it has to be carefully done. But it's obviously something that not only Israel is very concerned about, and President Obama has said, the U.S. and NATO has said they're very concerned about this issue as well.
Seems like Prime Minister Netanyahu did react to the United Nations General Assembly a vote giving the Palestinian Authority state status by saying that they were going to do more construction in the city of Jerusalem, in particular the eastern section of Jerusalem, and throughout the Jewish settlements, and the world is up in arms about this. But the Prime Minister seems to be standing pretty strong against world leaders and moving ahead with this project.
Well, again, building homes for his citizens is something that a Prime Minister of any country is going to feel responsible for and to look out for. The Israeli population continues to grow, and you know, we don't note it, but the Palestinians are building homes and expanding their communities, and a lot of building going on in Ramallah and Nablus and Hebron and those areas. I've witnessed it myself. So, you know, everybody's building. This is just a natural part of life. It only becomes such an issue because, of course, the land that Israel's building on is disputed, is territory that the Palestinians claim for their future state. But as I and others have pointed out many times, why can't Jews potentially live in such a Palestinian state, just as over a million Arabs are citizens of the Israeli country today? It's a racist proposition to say all Jews must leave, and the Prime Minister's made clear he's just going to continue to build homes for his people as long as they're needing more homes.
Of course, that election for the next Prime Minister, and most likely it looks like it will be a return to power by Prime Minister Netanyahu, that's upcoming, but that would be next year. David Dolan, who helps us cover the Middle East, keeping us abreast of what's happening, in particular in Israel, but as it relates to their neighbors of the Jewish state as well. David, thank you so very much. You've done a great job throughout the year. Look forward to another year of doing the same thing, with the exception, of course, should the rapture take place, both of us will be leaving here and going into the heavenlies. But thank you, my good friend, and have a happy new year.
Thank you. God bless, Jimmy, and happy new year to you and to all your listeners.